This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A bus carrying migrant workers after the lifting of coronavirus restrictions hit a delivery van on the highway in northern India, killing at least 17 people, injuring 18. The bus overturned after colliding with the van coming from the opposite direction Tuesday night. The migrant workers were heading to resume the work with industrial industries reopening after the lifting of lockdown restrictions. The van was transporting workers home from a biscuits manufacturing unit, and most of the dead were among them. An international monitoring group on Wednesday accused police officers in Colombia of responsibility for the deaths of 20 people and other violent actions against protesters during recent civil unrest, including sexual abuse, beatings, and arbitrary detentions. Human Rights Watch said in a report that it has credible evidence indicating police killed at least 16 protesters or bystanders with live ammunition fired from firearms, while three other people died when police used non-lethal weapons. The report said another person died after being beaten repeatedly. Advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are now raising new concerns that the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan will make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation, released Wednesday, examines the status of U.S. government efforts to secure the release of hostages and unlawful detainees in foreign countries. The report's findings are based on interviews with former hostages and detainees or their representatives and relatives. This is in addition to current and former government and military officials. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA.